There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. We are your humble host here for the program today, and welcome your calls at any time, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Day two of our broadcast from Watford City as we are here to kick off summer and tell you about all the wonderful things there are to do here, but also obviously can't come to Watford and not update the different things that are happening in the way of oil and gas development. And after the legislative session, just a whole lot of things to accomplish and get done and on the to-do list. And so it really took us 2 days just to sort of get updated on how everything's going. And any questions you have on that front are certainly welcome today on the program as well. We're live from the studios of 550K Fire Bismarck Mandan. Todd's holding down the fort today. That's our mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains. And at 550, thank all our listeners that are tuning in wherever you are on 550 today. Woo-hoo. Also, probably that listener that had a suggestion for me on where I ought to go to out in Red Lodge there in Montana.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. AM 1100, the flag, western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. We call it the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, as well as AM 1090, KTGO in Tioga and Stanley and Watford City and Williston, and as well KLTC in Dickinson. So however you're listening today, and that could be by iHeartMedia as well or on one of the replays, we appreciate it very much, and thank you for that. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we take your phone calls. 855-200-1776. If you're going to put any number in your speed dial, put that one in there, because that gets us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we're live on the air, you press 2, and you can chat with us live on the air. You press 1 to leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a question, a comment, want some more information on something. Maybe it's a guest suggestion, a topic you want tackled. Somebody earlier said, when are you going to talk about that vote Tuesday in Mandan? That's the kind of stuff that's perfect. At 855-200-1776, the toll-free telephone number to join us on the program. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And we get to find out a little later on what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, and looking forward to hearing a little bit of that story, as we do each and every day, as we're going to chat with Carrie, who farms by Rock Lake, share a little bit of the story of why farmers need to wear so many hats. And they do. There's no question about it. Jesse Veter is here, and Jesse is a Nashville recording artist now. Been a performer for a long time, but a local, grew up in Watford City. You read her columns in newspapers across the state, and you hear her music. She's going to be performing at a number of places we'll tell you about here in just a moment. But circle your calendar if you're around Bismarck Thursday or Linton Friday or Fargo on Sunday, because those are three that Jesse will be performing at. Jesse, nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy for this rain. How are you, Scott?
You need a little rain in McKenzie County,
rain.
Right?
We always will take it.
Yeah. I heard May was like way below normal.
It was. It was dry, kind of crusty out here.
So. Yeah. You like the rain?
I love it.
More green for. It's hard to introduce you because you are. You're a singer, and you're a photographer, and you're a columnist. And
I keep busy, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A rancher, and, my gosh, there's just so darn many things going on. But the question I always love to ask is, someone that grew up here, what do you think of all this?
What do I think of all this? Well, all of this action, all of this change that's happening in Watford City is the reason that we're here right now, me and my husband. And so we find it very interesting. It's kind of scary sometimes. It's kind of fascinating. It's all of these things mixed up in actually like a writer-songwriter's dream, too. So a lot of interesting people here. So
now, I know there hasn't been much of a slowdown for you because you went down to Nashville and recorded an album, and that was a first for you, right?
This winter I went to Nashville, was able to work with a really great producer, Bill Warner from Warner Works in Nashville, contacted me when I was right in the middle of getting plans ready for my fourth album. And he's worked with some awesome musicians like Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. And So he was really interested in doing an Americana kind of folk record with me, and I thought, well, what a cool opportunity. So we spent the winter, well, two weeks down in Nashville in separate times, and it was a good way to pass the time, and such a cool experience.
Yeah, really neat. So you've been really busy, obviously, with this latest album and everything else.
Yeah.
Going back to my first question, how this little pause here, if that's the word, I think it's more of a hit the pause button a little bit, sort of catch your breath, and here we go, right? But how has it been different over these last several months with the price of oil dropping and folks obviously saying, hey, we don't have to go at the pace we've been going at because there aren't as many rigs?
Yeah, I think that it definitely has people a little bit on edge and a little bit wondering, you know, and watching things. You know, we've been going so fast for so long. I've been back at the ranch for 5 years, and we've barely had a chance to take a breath. But in my life, in our personal lives, when we drive through Watford City and the work that we do and the work that my husband does, it hasn't slowed down much. If you drive through Watford City and you look at all the building and all the changes happening, there's something new every day. I don't think that you would think that things are slowing down if you looked at what it looks like in Watford City. There's construction everywhere. So it's a little bit of, you know, really paying attention to the news. Everyone's watching the stories and wondering. But who can know? Who can really tell what's going to happen? So we just keep working.
One of the really neat projects that I've loved watching unfold is the Voices of Watford project.
Yes.
Mostly because it's, you know, if you come here, you can't help but hear stories of either people that are longtime locals or they've moved here or whatever. There's just life happening in a really robust way, and obviously different for some folks in that they've moved here from somewhere and they're, you know, trying to build back, or, you know, they've been here and it's different. But talk a little bit about why you did the Voices of Watford project.
Well, you said it right. Life is happening. Life is happening in so many aspects around here. We wanted to do Voices of Watford City to showcase those individual stories. And it was something that I'm really passionate about, of course, as a storyteller and a songwriter, that the overall picture is being reported in the news nationally in snippets, and just trying to capture like the essence of what's going on here and kind of the scary stuff and the stuff we should be worried about or the stuff we should be looking at. But what's really interesting is all of those individual tales about what brought people to Watford City from Houston or Oklahoma, what the kids think of it here, what it means to be in a school, an elementary school that has doubled in size, what it means to be a kid from, you know, Mexico that comes up to North Dakota. So we wanted to get them telling their story in their own words, so that if there's someone who is looking to move here or who is genuinely curious about the real way of life here, they could go to Voices of Watford City, see what it's like in the school, see what the principal looks like, see what the bus driver looks like, see what it looks like to live in a man camp. We wanted to tell the story the real way. And actually, we're just getting geared up to do another round of another 10 videos. They'll come back. The videographers will come back in a couple weeks and be here for the nice summer months and showcase some of our fun events and things like that.
The website is voicesofwatford.com to meet these people. And it really is, it's just real. It's these people in their own voice and their own story. And, you know, that's the best way to hear a story, right?
I think so.
Lose the filter.
Let's lose it, yeah.
let me hear right directly from folks. And
you never know either what they're going to say. So, yeah, it's interesting.
It is. And so it really is a great little resource, just like you mentioned, Jesse, for folks that are thinking about, okay, what is all this going on? Mm-hmm. But I also encourage folks that are just curious about their state and what's happening in North Dakota. I don't know this for a fact. But if I were to take a poll of people and say, you know, are you planning a trip to Watford City sometime soon? I bet the vast majority would say, ooh, I don't know, it sounds dangerous up there, and, you know, the traffic, and, you know, isn't there crime in the oil patch? Mm-hmm. And that's the tragedy of the media not telling the whole picture, right? Mm-hmm. They pull things out in a snapshot. And that's just not the case. I mean, it's just not reality. So I'd really encourage people to just shut that off. Mm-hmm. Check out voicesofwatford.com. See all these people, and then plan a trip at some point to come see this.
I would say you should, especially this summer. You said you were just out at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. We have these challenges, but we're working on them. We're building and changing and growing every day. So yesterday's story isn't today's story necessarily. What Watford looked like yesterday is definitely not what it looks like today. It's just so interesting from a community building standpoint. And then, of course, we all have the same kind of core values and the same things about this area that I grew up loving. It's still here. So.
And by the way, I think we talked to your dad last night about the yesterday on the show, rather, about the number of hotels. I think he said 8 and 2 more are being planned. So
sure,
like,
yeah.
There are 8 very nice hotel facilities.
They're open for business, for sure.
Yeah, so you can, there's vacancy, and mm-hmm. They're nice.
I mean,
my wife was saying that last night. We're at the Teddy's Residential Suite. She said, this is nice as any hotel in the city.
You don't even know you're in Watford City. I still think that when I go to, like, the sushi restaurant or, like, even, some of these places, like, are we in Watford City?
Yeah. It's not the same. It's better, as you hear Jesse say. So we're going to talk about that in the music when we come back. By the way, Roosevelt Inn & Suites, another dandy. Just absolutely beautiful.
They've been around a long time.
They have. Been here a long time, and they've expanded that facility. It's beautiful. So the accommodations are really great. More from Watford City straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading into the fields. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around the equipment. Avoid baggy clothing that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep and don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
She takes that Chevy on the back road in the morning. Fastest way to work and home again. Picks up the children and the paychecks and the groceries, keeps them fed. No time for dreaming now. Time for bed. She knows when to expect him and what to make for breakfast.
We are back.
A woman should know.
Live in Watford City, McKenzie County Courthouse today. That's Jesse Veeder, and Jesse Veeder's with us today on the program.
Put
Hello.
Kind of cool.
Fun to hear my song. Yeah, yeah. That's Jiggity Jig. That's one of my favorites.
Jiggity Jig is a bumper music.
Yeah.
And What's on Your Mind? Oh, definitely. And by the way, we're going to tell you a little bit about a couple of concerts where you can see Jesse coming up Thursday in Bismarck, and you're playing the Heritage Center.
Yeah, the Heritage Center at 7 o'clock, and they're a sponsor of the concert. So I'm really excited about that one. That's a beautiful facility. We'll be in that theater there.
I'm very jealous that you get to go to Linton on Friday.
And I get to go to Linton for their Dairy and Egg Days, and I get to judge their one of their pageants and be in the parade, and then I'll be with my band from Dickinson for a concert that night at 7.
So. And then Sunday you're doing Island Park in Fargo.
Sunday, Island Park in Fargo, yep. Get Saturday off. So.
There you go. You need a break after that run.
I guess. It'll be a great time.
And what time at Island Park?
5 o'clock, and that's sponsored by Fargo Forum. And I love playing all across the state. Fargo's such a good crowd for me and such a supportive audience, so I'm excited to see them all again.
And I need to tell you about Medora here, by the way, folks, because one of our fine sponsors on the program is our friends at Medora. The Medora Musical is celebrating their 50th anniversary. The rootin' tootinest, boot scootinest show in the West. Nothing like it. Really incredible. Where you sit there in the outdoor splendor of the rugged North Dakota Badlands. You've been hearing me talk about that most of the morning. I mean, you can sit there, see a show, and watch the beauty behind it. It's really incredible. It's professionally produced, high energy, has a Western-style musical theme to it, and dedicated to the legacy of America's 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt, and the time he spent here in the Badlands of the Dakota Territory. Every show pays tribute to American patriotism in the Old West, my favorite part of it. And you'll get a bunch of songs by the Burning Hill Singers. You get live horses on stage. You get family-friendly entertainment provided by the Queen of the West and the co-host of the show. And some good tunes by the onstage band, the Coal Diggers. And sitting in that Burning Hills amphitheater overlooking the Little Missouri River Valley. It really is great. They have a gospel tribute. Nationally known comedy and variety acts all throughout the 94 show season, too. So take it in. My favorite part is when the kids come on stage.
Oh, I know. I love that.
Did you do that as a youngster?
I did do that as a youngster. I spent a lot of time in Medora, and that's actually the first place my first stage that I really sang on. It's actually, we'll be doing a concert there July 18th and get to sing on the Burning Hills stage again. And that's part of their 50th anniversary concert series that they're doing. So I was honored to be asked to be a part of that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It all started with a little trip on that stage.
It did. Who doesn't, as a kid, dream of being singing and clogging? I won't clog, I promise.
A couple more minutes with Jesse Veeder here. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
I want to know why she won't clog.
I did not get the dancing genes in my family. That's my sister and my mom. Okay,
you ever seen Todd clog? Todd knows how to clog.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, he does.
I will if you will, and you'll still beat me.
You could be the opening act at the Heritage Center on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
There you go. Come on down.
Yeah, the problem with an opening act is you want people left after the opening act. So, you know, the opening act should never chase away everybody. They need to be left. You know?
That is a good point, yeah.
Should be.
I don't want Jesse to get on stage and everybody's still booing me.
So what do you like best? I mean, the column is amazing and tells a great story of what's going on. So you're a great writer. You take some mean pictures, too.
Thank you. Yeah. And sometimes it's a real balancing act for me. I like it all. I don't know that I would keep my momentum going if I wasn't doing all of these things. I think when you're a creative person, the more you write, the more you create, the more you feel like it, the more momentum you have. So it's just been a real gift to have these kind of tasks, and it just keeps me inspired and keeps me going. But I love performing. I love writing. They're all kind of separate from one another, too. But being able to write the column really cultivates, the people that I get to connect with. So when I'm out on the road and at these concerts, then I get to see them and meet them and hear their stories. And that's been a really great connection for me and really a fun thing. So.
Your dad told a story yesterday when we were talking about, we're not the same, we're better, right?
Yeah.
But how it's different. But he, talked about turning 59.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
He did.
And having you and your sisters.
Yep. We were all there.
And how many grandkids?
He has one grandkid. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But he was just beaming. you know, that wouldn't have happened. And then Brent Sanford piped up and said, when my dad turned 59, none of us were here.
Right, yeah. And right? That was always his thing, his concern. And I remember when I graduated in 2001, a lot of the porch lights on that Scoria Road where I grew up were going out. And I thought a lot about that. I wrote a lot about that and wondered if my husband and I would ever get back here and if it would ever be a possibility. And this is every day we're like, we can't believe it that we're this age and we're getting to build a life out here. And so are a lot of my friends. They're on family ranches. Those porch lights are coming on in abundance. We could, I went to country school. We could open a country school right now, you know. I mean, it's pretty incredible the young population that's come back, has been able to come back in and raise their families.
And, those commercials that we air on the What's On Your Mind network, we're not the same. We're better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really tell the story well.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same.
No, it isn't.
But there's a whole lot here.
There's a whole lot here. And it's the reason that we get to have, like Chad and I will get to be here and raise our own family where we grew up and where we loved so much. And it's a lot easier for us than it was for my parents to do that. And I think that's kind of the bottom line. Dad always says it's about the jobs, and it is, and it's about the lifestyle and the people that are here, too, and I think we're really cultivating that.
Manny, if this is a question for Jesse, we need to get it in here pretty quick. I know somebody's chatting with Manny. If you do have a comment, last chance, 800-888-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the program. We're going to have to update the commercials and say JL Beer is pretty quick.
I know. Oh, my gosh. My sister's so excited about it. I am, too.
Downtown Bismarck. The sign's up for a new JL Beer.
I can't believe that. That is fancy. That will be fun.
I am shamelessly promoting the Facebook page today, but I also put up a photo yesterday of a lemonade stand downtown.
Was there a lemonade stand?
Yeah. So this kid, and their kitty corner from that beautiful new building that's going up.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're making a killing out there. It was a hot day yesterday. Good little entrepreneurs. We need them in Watford.
Yes. And then I posted a photo of the JL Beers coming soon sign.
I can't believe that. I think that's scheduled for the fall. I think my sister, who's a teacher, guidance counselor in town, is like, I'm going to be working there in the summer. She loves the burgers.
Yeah, they're great stuff. They are really, really good. They are no question about that. But you tell that story well in those ads.
Well, that opportunity to bring a more local franchise to Watford in a town like this size is so cool. We didn't even have a stoplight when I was growing up, and not that there was. It was a quaint and a totally different atmosphere. But because we have this population, we have to be able to serve the needs of the people, and we have people here that have that kind of vision for the community, and they make it happen, and I think that's great.
What's this song?
Oh, I don't.
I heard your song for a second.
For a second.
And then it became our regular music. Yeah. Oh, we got to go. We got to go. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind from Watford City today.
Made me remember there, your dark hair and brown eyes. You look just like a girl I know.
You have so much going for you, but you want more. You yearn for a career with purpose, where you can really make a difference. Your career purpose is more than climbing the corporate ladder and earning more money. It's about living the life you were designed to live and serving others. The goal of the University of Mary Graduate Business Degree is to help you rediscover your career potential and develop skills, knowledge, and experiences you'll need to make the positive change in your life. There is still time to get enrolled. Even though our class just began, apply for your graduate degree for free right now and also get $1,000 towards your following summer class. That's right, $1,000. If you'd like more information, visit umary.edu/apply. That's umary.edu/apply. umary.edu/apply. Do it today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
She rose up from that dirt road where she fell off of that big horse. Left a bit of skin from knuckles and knees. But not a tear fell from her, not a single scared emotion, except for a kick and a gritting of her teeth. Oh, Danny,
there's some fine new bumper music today on What's on Your Mind, courtesy of Jesse Veeder. And if you want more of the same, you want to be at the Heritage Center Thursday night, 7 o'clock in Bismarck, Friday in Linton, and Sunday at Island Park, 5 o'clock in Fargo. So what was that song, Todd? Christina was the one
it
coming out of the break.
Easy.
It ain't easy. And I believe Jesse's going to be a guest on your K-Fire Cafe program.
Coming up on Thursday, as a matter of fact, yeah. But, yeah, check out that Northern Lights album. It's great. They still call it albums. I might be out of touch there.
I do, so that's all that matters.
Okay, good.
She is a Nashville recording artist now. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And
it sounds every bit as good. I mean, it just does.
And now I know you're working out details, but you're also, your agent's got to talk to their agent and all that stuff, but you're going to be clogging before her performance at the Heritage Center. Did we get that worked out?
The only clogging I do is in the shower, but that's a different story. Oh, gross. But, no, I will if you will.
No, that wouldn't be pretty.
Sing as opposed or clog. To me doing it?
Would not be pretty at all.
Yeah. No.
Heedles has it. And I know what you're thinking. The parts you need. Parts and accessories to keep the vehicle looking good, running well, everything for engines, windshields, bumpers, and more, right? And if it's not on the shelf, we'll have it to you in a day or two. They do. They have some, by the way, the best machine shops in the upper Midwest. Incredible what they do. But Heedles has something else. Heedles has the people. They have the experts, the professionals that take care of you, whatever you need. Guys like Mike Bender and Glendive. And Mike, by the way, his first car, a 1971 Dodge. Love talking cars. He had a 69 Coronet, too. He's pretty proud of that one. Liked that one a lot. And works on some motorcycles. Just one of those cars. Just a fix-it guy. But he's been with Heedles for 15 years now. The parts arena for 28 years. And he said, you know what? The last place I worked, you were a number. This place, they treat you like people. Love working for Heedles. It's a family. That's what it is. Find a Heedles location near you. Throughout North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you. 25 before the top of the hour. It is raining sheets in Lafford City right now. It is just literally coming down in sheets. And our next guest, the president and CEO of First International Bank of Trust, Steve Stangham, is smiling from ear to ear. That must be a million-dollar rain out there, probably, huh?
I think it's a million-dollar rain. In Western North Dakota, we're always just 1 month away from a drought, so we love to see the rain.
Yeah, no kidding. And it has been dry.
It has been dry, and we've been getting timely rains. So, we're still pretty optimistic about our crops this year.
Yeah, that's great. How's ag in general doing?
In Western North Dakota, we have a lot of livestock, a lot of cattle producers, and of course last year was record prices, and this year the prices are down a little, but they're still very good. So we're still pretty optimistic. Wheat prices have come up a little lately, which makes us a little more optimistic. They're less than what we'd like them to be. Durum prices are pretty good. We still have some durum producers out here. Malting barley is looking pretty good. Of course, peas and lentils that we have, are looking very good this year. Over in central and eastern North Dakota, corn and soybeans aren't nearly what we'd like them to be for prices. But edible beans are still holding, pretty good. So overall, I think we're going to have an average year for agriculture in North Dakota as long as we continue to get timely rains.
Do you, as a banker, are you constantly, chatting with growers and ranchers and, folks and just kind of getting a pulse on how it's going and always knowing what's happening?
When you grow up in an agricultural region, you're always talking about the weather and commodity prices and hey, what did you plant this year? So yeah, we're always discussing that and keeping abreast of what our producers are doing. And, of course, it's, the agriculture industry is ever changing with chemicals and fertilizers that you can use nowadays, and of course the different varieties of crops and genetics in the crops. We're raising corn and soybeans in areas of North Dakota that we never saw those before, and it's been great for our producers to get the opportunities that they have, and of course a sprayer is one of the most important pieces of equipment our farmers have nowadays, and their timely applications of chemicals is critical today to get the kind of production they need to make some money, and so it's been challenging for farmers to keep abreast of all the changes and the new chemicals and that sort of thing, but we have the best farmers in the world, and they're doing a great job of it.
Because, bankers are farmers too, right? I mean, essentially, you're in the farming business as a partner for a whole lot of farmers and ranchers out there, right?
Farmers are always optimistic, and they're every year they're gambling that they're going to have a good crop, and we as bankers are right there with them, and we're always pulling for them to have a great year.
And as we sit here today in your hometown of Watford City, North Dakota, going through this enormous renaissance, that's what it is. I mean, it's part of this larger energy renaissance in the United States, but I mean, we're at the epicenter of it, which you can just feel when you're here. What does it feel like as someone that's seen this, and probably your father and grandfather lion's share of their business was agricultural, but now it's a lot different, isn't it?
It's a good feeling to know that our economy in Western North Dakota is getting a little more diversified, so that we don't have to totally worry about what the weather is going to do to affect our economy. It's still a big part of our economy, and we certainly want great weather for our farmers, but it's nice to have the diversity where all of our citizens have the opportunity to have good jobs associated with the oil industry and the energy industry or the rest of the economy is being affected by that industry, with more jobs for our hotels and restaurants and retail stores and all that sort of thing. As the base gets a little wider, it helps everybody. And so having our economy get a little more diversified helps everybody, including our farmers.
I love the story of First International Bank of Trust and just how it came to be and been there, but the expansion has got to be unmatched in the industry in this state. I mean, to start as you did here in Waterford City and grow the extent you have now, where and to continue to grow. I was in a new bank in the North Hill of Minot not long ago. It was a beautiful location, and others coming as well. Tell us something about the expansion.
Well, it has been a lot of fun for us to have the opportunity to grow. As there's been a bigger population in North Dakota, and especially Western North Dakota, it's given us the opportunity to build some new offices and to serve some new customers. We have the North Minot office is our newest office, and we've already signed up for two more offices. We're going to build another office in Easter on the east side of Wofford City, and we're going to build an office in Bismarck. So we're trying to expand our footprint to serve customers that we already have, and make the banking services available in a more efficient and closer to them, so that they can come and see us when they need to.
So when you build a bank at Bismarck, for instance, and I've heard great things about the project you have planned there, which is neat. I mean, is the idea, hey, folks see that and say, I want a bank there, so that there's a presence there, people that are have close proximity to it? Is it current customers? I mean, when you go into a new location, what's the goal?
It's interesting, there's been a big a focus in banking and across a lot of businesses for the new age of how to do things, retail over the internet and mobile banking and PC banking and there's been a lot of talk over the years of fewer branches because everybody can do it by their phone or their iPad, but people still like to come in and actually talk to somebody. And so we still believe that having a good office where people can come in the door and actually talk to people about their needs is very important. So, that's our focus, is to get some offices where we currently have customers and where we'd like to have some new customers. So, where we're building these two new locations, we already have customers there, and we hope to get their friends and family as well.
Interesting. So put on your developer hat for me a little bit, and let's talk about some of the things that are happening here, including this project. A lot of folks are buzzing around all around the high school and the new event center or golf course, mm-hmm. which is Fox Hills, right? What does Wofford City need, and what will that provide?
The biggest thing, besides the infrastructure that we've needed for schools and hospitals and that sort of thing, is more single-family housing. And so we're hoping to see a growth of that. We've got areas designated for single-family housing as well as townhouses, and that'll give people the opportunity to own their own house and or their own townhouse. And the other thing that'll come with that is more retail, shopping areas for groceries and convenience stores, maybe a dry cleaner and some of those things that we don't have in Wofford City that are needed by our current population.
And that's a game changer, right? Because when they're buying a home or a townhome, it's great to have the apartments because you didn't have them available before. And obviously with the price coming down, it looks like there's the market's, getting to a point now where it's time to build something else. But then they're here. Then they're residents. That's mm-hmm. that's what we're all striving for, isn't it?
That's what we want. We want people to bring their families, to put down roots, put their kids in school. Their spouses can come and find jobs, which there are plentiful, and make Wofford City their permanent home. And that's our goal. And we want this Fox Hills Village and the Fox Hills Golf Estates across the road to be the nicest development in North Dakota. That's our goal, is to do a great development where people will like living there and will like to come and visit it and will go away impressed with what they've seen.
I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that when we come back on the program. We're live in Wofford City, McKenzie County Courthouse today. Chat with Steve Stengem, First International Bank of Trust, President and CEO, and about a wonderful new development that is coming to Wofford City. And we're watching the rain come down in sheets. A lot of it out there. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you, up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I hear the dogs barking, someone's pulling in the yard. Sometimes I think they know more than we do. If I had my way, no one be knocking at my door. If I had my way, there'd be no one but you.
We're doing a lot of toe tapping today to Jesse Peters' good music and more of it at the Heritage Center in Bismarck Thursday. For Dairy and Ag Days in Linton on Friday and at Island Park in Fargo, 5 o'clock on Sunday. Watford City now has a Nashville recording artist. How about that? Pretty darn cool. Her fourth album done in Nashville. So love that very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Steve mentioned earlier what an important integral part the whole application industry is to agriculture these days. And the Apache sprayer, when it's wet, gets you in the field. And it's one of the many attributes there. And by the way, they have some great low-interest financing right now, too. on the Apache sprayers. New, used, find them at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. And if you need a part for one of them, remember they have that ET Ag Center, which means whether you need spray tip, pump, hose, fitting, valve, you know, anything. They have 50,000 sprayer parts in their Mandan location and their Frontier location just south of Fargo. So stop by and see them today or check them out online at highplainsapache.com. They're across from the Bonanza on east side, on courtside there, across Maine in Mandan, and across from the Walmart, 52nd Avenue exit, south of Fargo on I-94. We get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers on our Tuesday edition of the program, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Here's Carrie, who farms by Rock Lake, to tell us why farmers need to wear so many hats.
No matter what kind of farm you have, each one demands its own set of skills and knowledge. Growing up on the farm, these jobs were taught to you over time, so it became second nature. Many farmers now have also continued their education because, like any business, it needs to be profitable. The more abilities one person has and the jobs they can do benefits the farm as a whole. Smaller farms require you to be hands-on with the daily tasks and decision-making, as there are only a few people to get it all accomplished. Farmers are hardworking and take pride in their ability to do so many things. They know all the different hats they must wear affect their land and animals, families, neighbors, and communities.
Appreciate that, Carrie. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Looking for a job? MBI Energy Services is one of our best places to work. We make a tour stop there every now and then, and I see they just posted a job right here in Watford City for a hot oil truck operator. So if you want to live in paradise in western North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, and you're a hot oil truck operator, check out their Facebook page or go to mbienergyservices.com and find out more about that. Chatting with Steve Stanger from First International Bank and Trust today, and we're talking a little bit about some of the developments here. So, you know, the affordable housing, we've talked about this before, is one thing in Fargo, one thing in Linton, one thing in Watford and everywhere else. Talk about the affordability of these developments. I mean, obviously with the price of rent coming down, I assume the affordability thing is getting more affordable. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's still challenging to build single-family homes in Watford City just because of the, you know, infrastructure needs. We're the developers, and like if we're going to put in a single-family development, we have to bring all the sewer, water, roads, sidewalks, the storm sewer, all that sort of thing to the development. Unlike, you know, a bigger city like Fargo, where the city will come in and do that for you and then special assess people, out here it's a little more challenging because the city doesn't have that kind of money that they can, you know, afford to do that. So it falls on the developers to get it done. And so it weeds out a lot of the weaker developers. But we're, you know, we're getting closer all the time. And I think this might be a year where we see quite a few single family homes and townhouses going up. But, you know, that's one of the challenges we face in Western North Dakota. But where you have the better economy and some pretty good jobs, you know, hopefully the salaries will sustain a little higher price for a home here than you maybe would face in Fargo.
How many homes are built now in Fox Hills or housing units, and then how many total do you envision?
Well, in the Fox Hill Estate Golf Community, we just built 16 townhouses. We have four more going up right now and four more single-family homes that we're putting up right now. All we've done that all spec, and we anticipate those homes selling pretty quickly, and we have probably another 18 single-family homes that will be started in the next 3 weeks, and so what is that? That's probably close to 40 right there that are going to be being constructed early on, and we have conversations going with a big developer from out of state that's willing to put in 60 to 80 homes starting this year. Just southeast of the school. And we're pretty optimistic that we'll be able to get something signed up and get him going on that project. So we're optimistic.
Only a half a minute left. Obviously, a lot of folks concerned about the dip in oil prices. What's your take as it relates as a developer?
Well, I think, you know, it's always concerning when there's a lower price, but it's also been an opportunity for us to catch up a little and get some infrastructure built that will, you know, set us up well for the future. Like I mentioned, we're going to have a restaurant and a coffee shop going out next to the bank and
at Fox Hills.
At Fox Hills, yeah. And you know, as these people get out there, we'll have customers for those places, and you know, farther east of town in the Hunter's Run area, there's a lot of people living already. So I'm very optimistic about our future here for our developments in Walker City.
That sounds great. And have us back for the JL Beers opening, too.
We'll do that. That should be a lot of fun.
Right across from First International Bank and Trust downtown location here in Walker City. Steve, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy chatting with you, Scott.
Likewise. Appreciate it very much. Steve Stenger, First International Bank and Trust with us. Thanks to all our guests today. Fascinating program. Learned a lot, as always. And never again will I pass the North Unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Take it in if you haven't, folks. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Need a new building now? LegacySteelBuilding.com, a leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. They build them all around the world. Look around. You'll see a Legacy Steel building near you. Ag buildings, airplane hangars, horse barns and arenas, industrial steel buildings, storage buildings, garage, workshop, warehouses, trucking facilities, and so much more. The new Coca-Cola plant in Williston, a Legacy Steel building. The Black Gold Truck and Repair Center, Highway 2 near the Montana border, a Legacy Steel building. The new Lowenbrow Pipeline Company up at Epping, a Legacy Steel building. The Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, a Legacy Steel building. You get the idea. Go online now, LegacySteelBuilding.com. The closer you look, the better they look. LegacySteelBuilding.com or call 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. If you need a building now, you need Legacy Steel Buildings.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.